Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everyone. We are broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios here in Sandy Springs, and it is that time again for Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson, sitting in for Stone and Lee, who are out of office, but we're handling things in here today, making sure we are sharing the stories of all those business professionals out there serving their community and the good work they are doing. It's my distinct pleasure to welcome two gentlemen to today's broadcast who will be speaking about wrestlers in business and the Atlanta chapter. First, let me welcome Mr. Rob Lattimore.
Larimore.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. And you are with Raymond James Financial, correct?
That's correct.
And but you're also part of the Atlanta chapter of the Wrestlers in Business.
I'm the president of the Atlanta chapter of Wrestlers in Business.
Okay, and we'll get into more detail about that in a minute, but let me also introduce Mr. Max Dean. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, and you're also with Raymond James, is that right?
Yes, I have the fortunate opportunity to work for Rob.
Okay, so he's your boss.
From time to time.
Okay, well, we won't hold that against you here today. We'll make sure everything's on the up and up for sure. But let's talk a little bit about Raymond James, if you wouldn't mind, sir. Just tell me what your role is over there and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis.
So I'm a branch manager at Raymond James, and my job primarily is to hire and train and service and recruit financial advisors to our firm. In the city of Atlanta, we have 4 offices. We have 85 financial advisors. We oversee about $14 billion in assets and try to do a good service of helping individuals and companies plan and invest their money.
And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with Raymond James since 2006.
So 2006. And before then, what were you doing?
I was a branch manager at Smith Barney.
Okay.
And started in the business in 1995. Prior to that, I was a school teacher and a wrestling coach at Westminster here in town.
Oh, nice. So are you from the local area?
No, I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay.
And I was teaching a wrestling camp, the Granby School of Wrestling, and the coach was looking to retire, and he asked me what I was going to do, and I said, I didn't know. He said, why don't you teach and coach? So I came down here not knowing anybody in 1991 and did that for 4 years. Our team won 2 state titles, and at that point, I got married in 1995 and decided that I wanted to shift over into the financial world.
And you've been doing that ever since, and you love Atlanta?
Love Atlanta.
Right? Great town, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Very good. And so, talking to Max, also, you're working over there at Raymond James. What's your role on a day-to-day basis?
So, I work for Robin, and I'm actually coordinating and working with the families in the companies that we serve on that day-to-day basis. I'm on a team, and I'm the financial planner for the team. Mm-hmm. And it's never a dull moment in what we do.
And where's your offices located here in town?
Well, the biggest one is actually off Peachtree. That's our bond trading desk down on Peachtree. The branches that myself and my team are out of are over in the Galleria location.
Okay.
And off Abernathy Road right here in the Dunwoody area.
And Sandy Springs. And a bit about your background. Where'd you go to school and do some wrestling there?
Yes. I grew up in Ohio, outside of Cincinnati. And wrestled actually at Indiana and Oklahoma in my tenure, so both Big 12 and Big 10 experiences. Came to Atlanta about 6 years ago and have joined Raymond James right at the time. My team was coming from Morgan Keegan.
Okay.
And it was which is another wealth management firm based out of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I joined right as we got acquired by Raymond James.
But I guess growing up in the Midwest, wrestling's huge there, isn't it?
It is, I'll tell you. And it's a little bit of your culture and brands your personality. And I often say that the sport chooses you.
Is that right?
True story.
Okay. And so did you play any other sports as a kid, or was wrestling your one deal?
Wrestling was pretty much it. You know, I love football. If there's a second sport that I have as a passion, it is football, but only played a couple of years growing up. But I just fell in love with it, and it was from day one. I was going year round to the summer events, camps, compete in every chance I could. You couldn't get me off a wrestling mat.
Right. And like I said, in the Midwest, it's kind of a lifestyle. You love it. You immerse yourself into it year round. I did a little bit in high school, but it was just to kind of fill the time between football and baseball in the spring. So, you know, I enjoyed it. I wasn't very good at it, but I knew it taught me a lot of things because you're alone on the mat out there. You are on your own against another guy one-on-one, and it certainly does teach you a lot about, you know, how to succeed, you know, on your own. So so that's what we're mainly here to talk about today, the Wrestlers in Business. It's a national organization. Is that right, Rob?
It is a national organization, and the executive director is a gentleman by the name of John Licata. It was formed after the shocking news in 2012 where wrestling, which was the original sport in the Olympics, was in jeopardy of losing its Olympic status. And thanks to a groundswell of support, both in the professional community as well as the citizens, it was an epiphany that we needed to get more organized as a sport within the business community, and they started these local chapters of Wrestlers in Business.
And do you know where it originated? What city? What chapter?
It was a combination of Washington, D.C. and Cleveland, Ohio.
Interesting.
And they basically had the same idea but were operating separately, and then they came together to form the national organization.
And you were mentioning right before we went to broadcast kind of three core types of folks who like to join. Explain a little more about that, please.
Yeah, so let me take a step back and talk about the genesis of Atlanta.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
The genesis of Atlanta, my best friend from college, we get together every year, and you know, we have a dinner up in New Jersey, and we go on a walk and we talk about a lot of things, and he mentioned he was starting the Princeton, New Jersey chapter, and he started educating me a little bit about Wrestlers in Business. And at the same time, I had just hired two gentlemen who wrestled collegiately, wrestled in high school, and they were doing a fantastic job. And I thought about it, how can I basically expand the Atlanta chapter, starting with two folks that were not from Atlanta, but could integrate within the business community. And then I reached out to a bunch of other friends that I've had over the past 25 years in Atlanta and ran the idea past them. And we got a lot of buy-in. And ultimately, we were introduced to some other folks, and we formed a board. And we launched it last June with Tom Ryan. Tom Ryan is the head coach of Ohio State University, and his brother was a teammate of mine in college when we competed, and Tom was extremely generous. He was doing a camp in town, and in our first meeting, we had 45 people attend, and Tom gave an incredibly inspiring speech. And fast forward to March of 2015, Tom's team won the NCAA championship. First time Ohio State's ever won a national championship in wrestling. So it was good karma. And what I have learned over the past year with the Wrestlers in Business community is there are three primary demographics of professionals. The first demographic is the young professional looking to build a network, maybe looking to get a job. You don't have to be a great wrestler to be a part of this organization. Mm-hmm. We have a couple female board members who were moms of wrestlers, and they just love the sport. Let me tell you something, I can't think of two more important board members. So as long as you like the sport of wrestling, we welcome you. And we want, you know, everybody at these meetings is one degree of separation. So you have the young professional, then you have what I consider to be the mid-tier professional who may be a hiring manager who wants to affiliate with people who understand the work ethic, the values of this great sport of wrestling. And then you have the professional who has basically been successful in business, and they put their head down for 30 or 40 years, and they miss the company of those who love the sport of wrestling, and they want an avenue where they can give back to the sport. So it's you mix those three demographics together, and you have something that's extremely special.
So you helped form this Atlanta chapter. You helped stand up this Atlanta community of Wrestlers in Business.
I was a piece of it. it takes a team. There was a vision. I ran it by a bunch of people. I got buy-in from the people that I ran this thought process by. And we went in with both feet. Mm-hmm. And we have had seven really, really good get-togethers. Basically, the commitment is we have big meetings, and then we have outside meetings. If you're a member, and I would let Max talk about this a little bit, you have certain benefits, and that is the opportunity to host mini meetings, if you will. But we have hosted college wrestling coaches. We've hosted Dan Gable came to town to speak to our group. He's a legend in the sport. We've had the CEO of Tektronix, Joe Galli, come speak to us. We've had a neurosurgeon, a person who loves wrestling, Mark McLaughlin, come speak to us. CEO of Med Assets, John Bartis, who was extremely instrumental in reinstating wrestling in the Olympics, and he was the on the Greco-Roman staff as well. And then Coit Cooper, who's an author, Carl Perry, head of FCA. And we have another living legend next week, John Smith, coming to town.
Nice.
Head coach of Oklahoma State, two-time gold medalist.
Very nice. Yeah, and Max, speak on that and how you came to be part of this Atlanta chapter.
I acknowledge Rob is very humble about this. He did really have the match, and he lit that match, and it's all with his start. If I could just expand for a moment on the genesis, because to a lot of the folks in the organization, including myself, mm-hmm. when wrestling was pulled out of the Olympics in 2012, it was one step below the impact that 9/11 had on us in terms of emotionally distraught, frustrated, angry. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day was this past weekend, right? So I don't want to take anything away from that, but it was the closest feeling I've had to 9/11.
Well, maybe I can ask, why would the Olympics? What was their kind of motive behind removing wrestling from that?
Great question. And the Olympic Committee can be a little bit of tough to understand at times. From what we have learned, it's based on, they look at a number of things like viewership, they look at participation, they look at ticket sales, I think sometimes we're a tough sport in that environment. Wrestling is the oldest sport.
Yeah.
It is the foundation of sport, man on man, one on one. There's no equipment. There's no needed, nothing else. And so it's the bare bones nature of the sport that started the Olympics.
Right.
But in some of those metrics, we don't look as polished and we don't look as new. I think sometimes we have not been as proactive in promoting it, mm-hmm. As proactive as sharing the good news about what our Olympic team and our U.S. team is doing on a national level. So it was a big wake-up call to a lot of us.
I'll also add, I just want to put a plug in. There were some bad politics. The leader of the International Wrestling Federation was not admired, and he didn't give the Olympic Committee the respect that they deserve. And our own member, a local world champion, Stan Dezik, mm-hmm. he was an NCAA champion as well, was very instrumental in moving him out mm-hmm. by a vote that was extremely close. So I want to acknowledge Stan and the work he did as well.
No doubt. It sounds like the decision was purely political. It had nothing to do with athletic ability or desire for people to want to do it. And like you said, it goes back to one of the most ancient sports there is. So good for you guys for kind of coming together. And, at least the Olympics has now seen that, people will kind of fight back if you try to take something away that they love. So the Atlanta chapter, is still kind of growing, as you said. How many members do you guys have now?
So the membership count is up to 87, and that's from our first full year. And I say that number, that's a dues-paying member, someone mm-hmm. that's paid the Atlanta chapter dues. I do want to point out it's free to – anybody can come online and register and create a profile. But what does it mean to be a member of the Atlanta
right.
chapter?
Well, how do you join, and then what is, what are some of the benefits, more importantly, that you get from becoming a member?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, the most obvious benefit is that you are now connected to a very diverse, very powerful group of professionals all around the city. So, doctors, real estate professionals, attorneys, C-level executives, small business owners, retired folks. There is a number of resources at your fingertips of people that do want to help you. That's the single biggest benefit. Mm-hmm. When you join, like most of the other organizations, and we modeled it after some of the organizations that we're familiar with, Association for Corporate Growth, there's a lot of non-for-profits that we're very familiar with in terms of a structure. So you pay your upfront members, your dues, and then you have discounted fees for future events. Future events have been not just happy hours. We have had those, but critical speaking events.
Learning opportunities.
Yeah. Both lunches and dinners. We have had member-only events, which are closed door, and that's sponsored by a member and says, I'd like to create an environment and host our organization for this type of discussion, this type of talk. And it's very relevant to whatever their business is. So that's been present. We've got select and preferred seating at a number of the wrestling events, the Southern Scuffle, which is held annually up in Chattanooga. There was a group of 15 of us that went to the NWCA All-Star Classic, an event we'll talk more about in the future. Last year, it was held in Philadelphia. Preferred seating, VIP treatment there, simply because you're a member. Fully deductible dues, much like other organizations. And it's simply the cheapest country club that you will ever find in the country.
Right. No, it sounds like that it's definitely a good... good opportunity, whether you're a young and up-and-comer or you're a seasoned businessman who want to just stay connected through the wrestling community, both nationally and here in the Atlanta area. So
absolutely. I guess the most obvious and last example I'll include is access to resources like this. When we have a power partnership, I believe it's called, with Atlanta Business Radio, where our members can come in and be featured and tell their story.
That's great. And that's what we do here. We help get the word out about your business and the good work you're doing, and whether it be your group or professionally, what you're doing. You know, I think, you know, just in my opinion about wrestling, it's great, you know, from the scholastic level. You learn a lot about life. You learn a lot about how to be, you know, responsible. But there is kind of that drop-off once you graduate college. I mean, where do you take all these skills, all this valuable knowledge that you've accumulated? There's no professional league of wrestling, you know, of at least the Greco-Roman style. You know, you could call the Undertaker or something, but that's a whole other different ball game there. So, you know, you're kind of left at the end of, you know, your graduation of college, you know, where to go with all this love for the sport.
I think I can address that, because not everybody wrestles in college. It's very difficult to wrestle in college. And I think the real takeaway, if you look back on your life, and you did it, and to have the courage to step out in the center of the mat with nobody backing you up, everybody gets butterflies. Mm-hmm. And that translates into whether you're doing a surgery, you're going into a big business meeting, you're trying a case,
right.
You get those butterflies, and very few things are harder than wrestling. Mm-hmm. The second is, it teaches you at a very young age the importance of cardiovascular conditioning.
No doubt about it.
No one gets more tired than wrestling, and that's a lifelong behavior that makes you a better person. And then, you know, I could go on and on and on, but the reality is, in a wrestling match, you are tested both mentally and physically to the limits. And Dan Gable was famously quoted as saying, once you've wrestled, everything else is easy.
Yeah.
And I think if you can take away the actual act of wrestling and really think about the characteristics that shape your life, mm-hmm. and draw back on that, it makes you a better person.
No doubt about it. You go to that dark place mentally that you've got to learn, and all there is yourself. And to overcome some of those moments, even though it's just for sport, and you know, you're just out there testing your own will, it can certainly help you in the boardroom, in the courtroom, in the operating room, or wherever you may go in life.
On radio.
Yeah, that's true too, right? Yeah, it's sometimes a wrestling with words here in the studio. So back to the Atlanta chapter and some of the events you have coming up and how people may get involved or where can they find information about these events?
I'll let Max talk about where they can find information.
Yeah, the easiest thing, we've recently refreshed our website. And anyone can find that at www.wrestlersinbusiness.org. You'll find the links to all of our chapters, including Atlanta's. Mm-hmm. But that's where we're driving all the reservation and event details. The first thing you're going to find when you go there is next Wednesday. This is June 3rd of 2015. We are hosting John Smith, head coach of Oklahoma State. Absolutely phenomenal individual and phenomenal coach. Is arguably one of the best wrestlers to ever be here on earth. And going to come in and speaking about how coaching has changed and how he's evolved his coaching over his tenure at Oklahoma State. And I think that's such a relevant topic, not only in wrestling, but to think of ourselves and reflecting on our own lives and leadership. How has your parenting changed? How has your coaching even Little League? How has your coaching and relationship with the spouse changed? And to be constantly looking to innovate and improve. I think it's going to be a message that's going to translate very broadly.
And you said that's June 3rd. Where is that going to be held?
We're having two actual locations for that. At Maggiano's, we're hosting a lunch. And that's simply at 12 o'clock to 1:30. And then at the Buckhead Club, we're having the dinner that starts at 6 to 8:30 p.m.
And that's, you don't have to be a member to attend this event. Say you're just interested in maybe joining the Atlanta chapter, or do you have to be a member?
Don't have to be a member at all. This is also the first event of our new year. So it's a big re-up. So there'll be a lot of folks that are choosing. We've done a lot of the surveys. 91% of our previous, of that 87 members, 91% indicated via survey that they are very convinced that they will renew their membership.
That's awesome.
So we're getting a lot of good stats from and a lot of good feedback on how we position things. But no, the answer to your question, they do not need to be a member to show up. And we're definitely getting the word out as fast as we can, as broadly as we can to those who might be interested.
Yeah, to be more specific, if you are a member, it's $50 to attend this event. We have to pay for the facility, have to pay for the food. I mean, that's actually below cost. And if you're a guest, then you it's $100.
Okay.
So the annual due is $300.
Okay.
And we've had an extraordinary number of people come as a guest, test drive us, see what it's like, see if it's worth the dollars. And it's just it just turns into, you know, just everybody ends up either knowing somebody or being one degree removed from knowing somebody.
Right.
So it's just a neat feeling.
I bet it is. And the Atlanta chapter, how do you see it growing over the next year with more events, more people? What are some of the other things on the horizon for the chapter here in town?
Yeah, so we're going to stick to our business plan of having 5 to 6 quality events per year. We don't want to have an event just to have an event. It starts with a speaker. It has to be relevant, and it has to be enjoyable for the members. The biggest event that I'm proud to announce is we are hosting the All-Star Classic at the McCamish Pavilion in Georgia Tech on November 1st, 2015. The All-Star Classic is going to bring the best college wrestlers to the city of Atlanta in an exhibition match. We expect to have between 5,000 and 8,000 people in attendance. ESPNU is going to cover it live for the first time ever. It is the 50th celebration of this event, and there are some other things we have up our sleeve that I don't want to disclose, but it's going to be a great show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. 5 to 7, right after the Falcons game, Sunday, November 1.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Good tease, by the way. So listeners will have to tune back in or follow your website for more information on that. And just my thoughts on that, you guys, you know, obviously are doing good things with speakers and networking and learning things. Since wrestling is such a physically demanding sport, I think it would be fun for guys to get together and do things like a Tough Mudder or perhaps a 5K run or demand and see how in shape you are back then, you know, and maybe guys can challenge each other again in some of these, you know, physical activities that go on.
I'll place a monetary wager that no one can hang with Max Dean in any of those events.
Yeah, by the looks of him, I think he may be right. First place, that's why he wants the challenge. But, you know, social activities as well as some of these learning opportunities that you guys are doing, I think would be fun for some of the guys as well. So, and so the organization on the national level, let's speak to that for a few moments about how do you lean on them for guidance or for some of the success they've had in the past or, you know, how do they get involved with your chapter here?
Well, the executive director is John Licata, and he has spent an extraordinary amount of time with Max and me over the past year, bringing us to speed on what has worked in the past, what hasn't worked in the past, and they offer, you know, support. They created the 501c3. Buddy Blaha is the best treasurer in the whole organization. We're so lucky to have him. He has corresponded directly with them to make sure all the financials are pure. And this is literally, I mean, 100% give back. Mm-hmm. Anything that we have left over, we give out. And we've given money to the National Wrestling Coaches Association. Mike Moyer is the executive director of that organization. He's been an extraordinary resource in helping me get speakers and in offering us support. I can't say enough good things about Mike. We've given to Team Georgia Wrestling. Team Georgia used to not be very competitive on the national level. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the work of the clubs that have been created and the leadership of Team Georgia, I want to give a shout out to Anthony Flatt. He's stepping down as the director of Team Georgia. And one of our board members, Ron DeMonico, has been the treasurer for Team Georgia. The work they have done is truly amazing. And we have been the supporter of Kid State. The wrestling community is alive and well in the state of Georgia. We're sending kids to Division I programs, and it's really fun. The quality of the sport is very good in town.
Now, I think the one stat to kind of add on, the last time I checked, we were ranked 9th nationally. So coming from, and I don't know what we were ranked before, but it was not in the top 20, to say the least. And to get that high, I think, is a good benchmark for how much progress we've actually achieved.
No doubt about it. And so your community, the advocacy you do, and then the careers. Let's speak on that. So helping a young businessman get involved, how do you track that? Or, you know, what are some good success stories you may share with someone along those lines?
Yeah, great, great question. And we pulled out back to that survey that we did earlier this year on how many, you know, have you business transactions and business relationships have you formed? And that can mean hiring someone in a number of capacities. Hiring them to be your real estate agent, hiring them to be your personal doctor, or referring a real estate agent, referring a doctor, something of that sort. And of all the members that we had, it was about 6 that they had said will confirm or already had confirmed in terms of a business relationship. We've had from Joe Gallo was in town, CEO of Tektronix. After his speech through the network came a young man with a great resume, great background, for a sales opportunity for them, was able to get him plugged in, and within two weeks, he was on a plane flight, had been hired, and was on his way to Texas. I have countless examples like that, but that's the simple philosophy of, and I'll use UTC, they're the closest Division I program. Long term, we would love to see a Division I program come back to the state of Georgia, but there's seniors that are graduating there in their given field. If they want to come to a bigger metropolis, you know, we're only about an hour and a half south of UTC, and it instantly is able for us to be able to plug them in to say, okay, what skill sets do this individual have? Where do they want to go? Who do they want to meet? And to hand off, make a warm introduction, and see where it goes. And we're not saying to hire a wrestler just because they're a wrestler, but all things equal, the ability, the tenacity, do business with a wrestler.
Well said. Very good. And yes, certainly in the Atlanta community, you know, building that relationship outside of your resume can get you further in life. And what a better way to build a relationship and cultivate a career than with a group of guys or businessmen and women who have been there and done that. And you can provide that relationship and that insight to that career that they're looking for. So so that's great. And we hope that, you know, whether you're a young college student just out there thinking about, you know, getting into the business world, or you're a successful business person wanting to give back, you could reach out to wrestlers and business, you know, to help further along their mission, which is a good thing. And so the Atlanta chapter, you know, only a year or so, you've mentioned, that's been around, but you've got good things planned for the horizon, not only next June 3rd, right, John Smith coming out to speak, but then the November event down there at McCamish Pavilion, which is a big deal, the All-Star Wrestling. A little more about that event. What do they, who does that bring in, and what kind of folks can they expect down there?
Yeah, so this is a really, it's a fun event because it's preseason. The official college wrestling starts on November 1. This is the first day, and we're going to have about five or six exhibition matches where we're recruiting like local stories, some Georgia kids who are wrestling Division I college, some Tennessee kids because they're right adjacent to us. We'd love to have a UTC representative in an exhibition match. But the main show is the top-ranked college wrestlers in each weight class. For example, 125 is the smallest weight class. We're gonna ask number one and number two preseason ranked to square off.
That's pretty good.
And you know, one of the things that's also an opportunity to try some new things. So they're looking to make the sport more exciting, more offensive. So a takedown is normally 2 points. Mm-hmm. In this exhibition match, it's going to be worth 3. So
different scoring system.
Absolutely, yeah. Everything's going to be relatively the same, but they're going to try 3 points for a takedown, mm-hmm. and see if people open up a little bit more and get after it.
And just to highlight that, you know, sometimes when you're an athlete and you know you're about to go up against a good opponent, you know, you're just a little bit hesitant. You're worried about making a mistake. You know, you're kind of defensive. And this is an environment where it doesn't matter. It's not going to go on their record. And so do you want a shot at the number one guy in your weight class, if you're number two, to go out there and, you know, and put it on him? And what you see here is kids already opening up just because they have nothing to lose. And that's an entertaining thing to watch in any athletic environment. And in wrestling, it's really, really fun.
Oh, that sounds cool to me, and we certainly will hope that people go out there and not only go out there for some good wrestling entertainment, but support the mission overall and get involved one way or the other. You know, thousands of members nationally and nearly 100 members here locally. It just seems like it's an organization that's growing year to year,
absolutely,
and doing a good thing to help folks out there. So so keep up the good work. Any social media involvement for you guys? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook?
We are on LinkedIn. There's a couple of LinkedIn groups. There's a national one, and there is a local chapter. That is definitely an avenue for our message. We are not on Facebook. Okay. Ironically, maybe we should be. Yeah. But the message is also, it's a professional business network.
Certainly.
And so sometimes I think we've made the decision to not be on Facebook to try to keep that professional appeal. Mm-hmm. There's some great chatter and conversations. We do have an email distribution that I do manage. And make sure that all any of the latest and greatest announcements go out over email, and we're looking to even formalize that and polish that up on an ongoing basis. And stay tuned. There's also talk of a newsletter. So
that's pretty awesome. And you know, certainly LinkedIn is where professionals go to network and meet, you know, and continue the conversation. But you know, we've seen it here at Business Radio X. When you leverage yourself on all social media platforms, the conversation continues while you're at home asleep. You know, people are talking about you and passing it along information and sharing things. So there is a professional angle there, and you know, and it may not be, you know, for you guys in your wheelhouse, but you know, certainly worth taking a look at for the younger generation as well.
Absolutely.
You know, everything's done on a mobile device these days. holidays. And if you're, you know, want to reach those kids, you know, sometimes they're not on a newsletter chain or even signing up for email. I was told by a young millennial the other day that he doesn't even read emails anymore. Everything's in text messages or short bursts like that. That emails are so past dated. Can you believe it or not? So.
I got to keep up.
I know. It's evolving. If you're, and it may pass you by if you don't stay ahead of the curve. So, but, you know, Wrestlers in Business is doing great things. Continue the good success. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in here today and sharing your story. Any last-minute thoughts or do you want to share with our listeners anything we did not cover?
No, I think we covered everything, and I really appreciate you having us in. I do want everybody who's listening to know, who loves the sport of wrestling, who is intrigued with this, that you are welcome.
Okay.
Our ultimate goal was 100 members in the first year, 200 members in the second year. Grow this thing by 100 members per year. Continue to be the strongest chapter in the country and continue to provide great opportunities for professionals to get together who love this great sport of wrestling.
Right. So you don't have to be a past athlete. You don't even have to be a member to get involved. You just got to love the support, supporting wrestlers, supporting business, supporting a community.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to do it. And any last-minute thoughts from you, Max?
No, I thank you for this opportunity, and it's been a real pleasure.
It's been our pleasure to have you gentlemen in the studio. We wish Wrestlers in Business much success in your future events and your local chapter. So you've been listening to Atlanta Business Radio here on Business Radio X. If your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page on our website, businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor for making all of this happen. And for Atlanta Business Radio, I am Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.